KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Some light rain here in Atlantic outside the KJAN studios. More moderately heavy showers on their way. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Forecast is calling for cloudy with showers today and a high around 50. In the news, fire and rescue personnel, along with law enforcement, responded to a reported rollover accident Thursday evening north of Cumberland. They were dispatched at just before 6:40 p.m. to the area around 690th and Newport Road. No reports on any injuries and other details are currently not available. A Montgomery County woman who has a long history of arrests was taken into custody again Thursday night. Red Oak police say 46-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares of Red Oak was arrested in the 200 block of West 3rd Street at around 11 p.m. for domestic assault. Olivares was being held without bond at Montgomery County Jail, pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Cass County Sheriff's deputy was injured during an attempt to arrest a man Wednesday evening. According to the Sheriff's Office, Deputy Ryan Johnson suffered minor injuries when he attempted to subdue 41-year-old Jeremy Ronald Peterson of Lewis. Dispatch reports had indicated Peterson was attempting to break into a home in Lewis and may have been intoxicated or under the influence. Deputy Johnson deployed his taser before arresting Peterson for felony assault on a peace officer, criminal mischief in the fourth degree, interference with official acts causing bodily injury, the latter charges of which are serious misdemeanors. Peterson remained in the Cass County Jail Thursday on $5,000 bond. And on Tuesday, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 59-year-old Raymond Richard Frost of Altoona on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for harassment in the first degree. Frost was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on $7,000 bond. The Ottawa County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Exira man, 28-year-old Justin Philip Travis, was arrested Thursday morning on a felony charge. Travis was taken into custody at around 8:30 a.m. for failure to comply with the Iowa Sex Offender Registry requirements, second offense. The charge is the result of an investigation into where Travis was reportedly residing. Travis was booked into the Ottawa County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. The incident remains under investigation with additional charges pending. Well, the Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting at 8:30 a.m. today in their boardroom at the courthouse in Atlantic. On their agenda is a public hearing on an amendment to the floodplain management ordinance, followed by action on approving the ordinance after the final reading. The board will also act on approving a resolution to enter into a RISE, or Revise Iowa's Sound Economy Agreement, with the Iowa Department of Transportation in an amount not to exceed a little more than $2.1 million or 50% of the eligible items, whichever is the smaller amount. They'll also act on approving the Fifth Amendment to the Cooperative Reimbursement Agreement, and that is with regard to child support recovery for changes to confidentiality and privacy sections, and incorporating the program budget for child support recovery for state fiscal year 2018. In other business, the supervisors will act on approving a resolution to increase the number of assistant county attorneys to 2 from May the 1st through June the 30th, with that number to be set back to 1 on July 1st, and approve the appointment of an additional assistant county attorney. The final action item on their agenda this morning is a permit for display of fireworks for an unincorporated area, per Iowa code, pertaining to the Lewis Celebration Committee. And the Griswold School Board will hold a special meeting this afternoon in the central office of the middle school high school building. During their 4 o'clock session, the school board will act on personnel matters and approval of a reduction in force, cash in lieu of insurance, changes to the professional salary range, placing limits on the number of paid coaches, approval also of master contracts agreements with the Griswold Education Association, certified staff, and non-certified personnel, as well as contract renewals for certified staff, non-certified coaches and sponsors, administration, quasi-administration, and support staff. The final action item is the setting of a contract issue and return dates. In our funeral announcements, Kenneth Lappy Sr., age 74, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Kenneth Lappy Sr. will be today at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gloria Sue Kester, age 55, of Guthrie Center, died April 21st. Memorial services for Gloria Kester will be held today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Luella Mankey, age 96, of Manning, died Sunday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Luella Mankey will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Frederick Rector, age 57, of Fort Dodge and originally from Panora, died February 23rd in Fort Dodge. Memorial services for Frederick Rector will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Karen Lee Holmes, age 79, of Stewart, died Monday. A celebration of life memorial service for Karen Holmes will be today at 1:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Irma Larson, age 89, of Exira, died Tuesday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Irma Larson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Brighton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Brad Yarger, age 65, of Arkansas, died April 21st. Funeral services for Brad Yarger will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Lucille Bentley, age 98, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Memorial services for Lucille Bentley will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Leon Lundy, age 78, of Greenfield, died April 20th. A celebration of life service for Leon Lundy will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Alice Bixler, age 94, of Anita and formerly of Atlantic, died February 7th. Graveside services for Alice Bixler will be tomorrow at 11:30 at the Carl Cemetery. Pearson Family Funeral Service and Cremation Center in Corning has the arrangements. Dalbert Cy Bulware, age 83, of Panora, died April 17th. Memorial services for Dalbert Bulware will be held at noon Saturday at the Church of Christ in Yale. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Brian Rutherford, age 58, of Atlantic, died April 9th. A celebration of life potluck for Brian Rutherford will be at noon on Sunday at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Margaret Lowry, age 78, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. A celebration of life for Margaret Lowry will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Kenneth Miller, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Kenneth Miller are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.